Today's February 23rd, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $50,597.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Happy TGIF, Rick.
Thank God. It is Friday.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Yeah. Wow. What a week for Bitcoin, huh?
It's been interesting.
It's been sideways, right?
Well, it's been slightly down, but I mean, with as good of a run it's had since, what, October?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a couple of down cycles. I mean, this one's pretty minor, so yeah, sideways. I'll take it.
Sideways, yeah. It's been locked within that $50,000 to $53,000 range. And one of the things that happened today that, I mean, this is pretty new news. Like, somebody went and bought 26,215 Bitcoin in a single transaction today, and this wasn't an ETF purchase.
This some wallet ended up with 26,000 Bitcoin.
They put $1.3 billion.
Dang.
Like, just, can you imagine that? Being like, oh, you know what? Today I wanted to get some Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You could just go buy $26,000 Bitcoin. Just,
yeah.
Pocket change.
Yeah. They probably have more in their cash than I have in my whole bank.
Oh my God, dude. Like, that's a crazy amount of Bitcoin. And I mean, so far from what I'm seeing from what they're saying is that this is definitely not an ETF wallet. You know, there's, of course, they're already starting to kind of wonder who it is or what it is. And they, you know, is it Jeff Bezos? Is it Mark Zuckerberg? Like, who could just walk up and buy this much Bitcoin in a single transaction?
I don't know. The list is pretty short around the world.
Yeah. You're not telling no lies, man. That's for sure. So, in looking at that real quick too, we'll take a look at our theoretical Bitcoin purchase. So what do we have there, Rick?
So yeah, theoretical Bitcoin purchase back in October 27th, I believe. And we would have purchased 3,000 at the time, which would have netted us 0.0885 Bitcoin. And with the current price today at $50,597, we're down to 4478.
And then I think the last episode we were at 4571. So we're losing a little bit. We're still in that, you know, we've got $1,000 up on it.
Yeah. I mean, 1400 still are pretty close to 1500. But yeah, I mean, we lost 100. And that's kind of just the way Bitcoin goes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that all depends on when you check the price for that moment. So there's so much.
Yeah. Probably look in another hour and it'll be, you know, back up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, and it's funny too, because we were talking, and this has been over a month ago, I think, that you and I were talking, and it wasn't for the podcast or anything else, but I was like, man, I was tempted to sell at the top and then buy back in because it had been doing that range bound thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think it was that $38,000 to $43,000 range or whatever. And I was like, man, I was going to do it. And you're like, don't do it. That's stupid. And sure enough, as soon as I was like thinking about it, like, then it popped, right?
Glad I said that was the voice of reason.
Yeah. I'm like, man, but yeah, it popped right after that. It's doing that same kind of thing right now. We do know, and I know we had talked about this on the past few episodes, really. We talked about the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust having to sell the Genesis shares that they had. And it looks like that's been kind of going on this whole week.
Yep. Well, we did mention it, and we figured that they would kind of taper. They weren't just going to open up the fire hose of Bitcoin. They were going to kind of let it drip out and get the maximum amount from it instead of just crushing the price.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're doing that.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing is because they'll put some out, let the price kind of go down a little bit. You know, then the price gets sucked up, like all the Bitcoins get sucked up, then it goes back up, and then they sell a little bit more, Like it's pretty well been range bound, basically for the past, what is it, 10 days now?
Yeah.
We did, you know, we did get that nice weekly close at that higher range. But yeah, we'll have to kind of just see how it all plays out. I mean, we kissed 53,000, and that seems like that's the number to kind of beat right now. We still have not seen it dip below 50,000. And I mean, at some point, we're either going to have to break above 53 or go below 50.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the scenarios right now. Those are one or two ways. I don't know which way it's going to go, but it either breaks above or it's going to break below.
For sure. Well, I think we mentioned it, or I don't know if we talked about it in the podcast, but there's a lot of bets out there for 40K Bitcoin or some options for that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see that happening.
No, I don't either. I mean, there was a, you know, and I do see, like, you and I have been talking about this. Like, I do want to put some more money in. I've got to wait for a certain time frame before I can do it. So I would not be opposed. And so, like you said at the beginning, too, like, we have not seen a real negative event with Bitcoin's price since around October. So that's been October, November, December, January. Basically, we're at the end of February now. Like, we've just had positive movement in the price.
Well, there was that one week right after the ETF, but things got hyped, and then big Grayscale opened up the spigots, but that's it.
Yeah. And even that, though, that was like, I mean, that was a minor pullback. I mean, it was short-lived for what it was. I mean, and that was part of that whole trading in range, right?
I don't know. Yeah. And the ETFs are just gobbling it all up. It's kind of nuts. It's a totally different market. And the people who are thinking that it's going to, go down like it's done in the past, I really do think this is a different market right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think your investors are different than what we've ever seen before. So just to kind of put that into perspective, like, there is currently $31 billion in assets under management under the ETFs. That is insane. 6 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, this has to be the number one ETF all time, like 2 months in.
Yeah.
I don't even think anything can be close. You give everything else the full 2 months, and the 6 weeks, they've pretty much clobbered it.
And if you take away, Grayscale, because we know Grayscale was a big horse already going into that race whenever the ETFs launched, because they already had their assets under management, right? That's still $9 billion from the new nine. $9 billion. That's not chump change. That's quite a chunk.
That's crazy.
And I think that, you know, there was a lot of concerns kind of this week because they're waiting to see, and I know it's completely unrelated, but they're waiting to see what was going to happen with NVIDIA. They thought if NVIDIA didn't meet its market share, you know, if it didn't hit the stock price, the predictions, then the markets were going to kind of tank because that's the hottest like horse right now, right?
Yeah.
And it hit, so it did what it was expected to do. I think NVIDIA is now worth $2 trillion or close to $2 trillion because of all the rage of AI.
They basically grew by like Netflix numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, they added a Netflix valuation onto there.
Yeah, they're probably going to take, you know, the Netflix moniker and the Fang setup.
Yes. And drop Netflix and put that one is in the thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I mean, and to be honest, like, even if we do see a drawdown, like you and I were kind of talking about this, 40,000 would probably be like the worst case scenario. I don't know if we would get that low. I think there's a lot of, you know, buying pressure around the $48,000 to $47,000 range. And then I think before that, then it's got to get below the $44,000 range because that cost a lot of, there's a lot of resistance at that $44,000 range. And at 40.
Well, this part of my thinking is with, you said how many under 31 or how many billion in the ETFs?
31.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the ETFs would have to slow down their pace for the price to come down. And I haven't seen it yet. And, you know, whatever they're releasing for Genesis, that's just kind of this pressure relief. But once that goes away, it's gonna try and push the price higher. That's my assumption.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think what we're seeing, We talked about the number of Bitcoin available on the exchanges, and it keeps on getting depleted. I mean, you got somebody that just bought 26,000 Bitcoin, for example. We're still not there yet. We still have, what, probably month and a half, a little bit, you know, a little bit over that for the halving to happen?
Actually, like 7 weeks, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's getting pretty crazy. It's getting pretty hairy. Like, I don't know. I still don't know where this is going to go. I mean, I still think it's very possible that we'll see a new all-time high before, I think it's possible we'll see a new all-time high before the halving. So, and Tom Lee was on CNBC this week, and it was kind of funny because we've seen the CNBC hosts kind of starting to go at it with each other about, you know, what Bitcoin is. She got one that's kind of a believer, one that's not, of the hosts themselves. And I think they had gotten into a fight, and I think we talked about this last, not necessarily a fight, but a friendly argument with Gensler.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And then Tom Lee was on there, and he was talking about, you know, what he expects the price to be at the end of the year, and he was saying like 150,000. And one of the hosts on there was like, well, he thought he was being bullish when he said 75,000 by the end of the year. And then one of the other guys was like, oh, well, you're talking three times from where it's at right now. Like, how do you think that's possible when there's no use case? And the other guy like just immediately started to attack him. And he's like, yeah. No use case. He's like, just because you don't see the use for it, there's a lot of people that do. He's like, and so far I've believed in it. He's like, he kept on going back to store of value. And the other guy's like, well, if it was a store of value, the price wouldn't change. It's like, what?
I mean, even the gold store of value, the price changes, right?
Yeah. Well, when the gold ETFs launched, it increased. It went on a bull run for, what did they say, like 8 years or something like that. Increased by 300%.
Yeah, like, I remember those times. I actually bought a little bit of gold back then before it went crazy.
Before it went nuts. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, can you imagine, like, are we going to have an extended year bull run? Are we going to have the cycle like we have before? I know people get sick of hearing about the ETFs, but this is such a change to the market.
Yeah. And retail hasn't gotten crazy. We've said that before. This is all ETFs pushing this.
Yeah.
So when the FOMO hits the retail market, who knows what happens after that?
Well, and retail may not join in and FOMO until we hit 100,000.
Well, the problem is if retail waits too long, they've missed the bus. They're going to be buying a lot less Bitcoin than they thought they would.
Yeah, and from what I understand, a lot of the analysis, because some people are saying, well, if the ETFs are doing so well, that's your retail. And I still don't think that's it. I think what's happening with this right now is these are the big, you know, kind of regular players within the investment fields that are kind of buying currently, like, maybe it's, you know, pension managers, stuff like that are actually buying this right now. I still don't think retail's there, namely because I still don't think they're selling to retail yet. I mean, you can buy it, right? But I don't think they have the retail customers have the active interest in it yet.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I would love for the price to go down. I don't want to, and I don't, when I say that, that doesn't mean that I want Bitcoin to fail. I would love for a drawdown in price. You know, give us a chance to kind of flesh out some of these leverages and stuff like that. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Like, everything has been so muted. We are used to seeing volatility in Bitcoin, but we're used to seeing it both ways, up and down.
No, it's usually going higher highs and higher lows. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's kind of the chart looks like.
And it hasn't been doing that. Like, it's we've had drawdowns, but they have been very muted, I think is the way to put it.
Right. I don't know. I mean, the real question is, do we get close to the all-time high or cross it before the halving?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'll be just the craziest thing ever.
If we cross that $70,000 threshold, and maybe that'll be what it announces, you know, retail to come back in. But I really don't think retail will pay attention until it's 100 grand again.
Probably.
And one other thing I want to bring up before we kind of move on to something else too was, we've got to think about that with the Ethereum ETF. The only reason why I bring that up is because, you know, Gensler kind of basically said straight up, it doesn't sound like he's going to play ball with it, but if he approved the Bitcoin ETF because the futures were approved, he has to do the same for the Ether one.
Yep. Find himself in court again.
Yeah.
Well, Larry Fink is leading that charge too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Larry Fink has got one of the, you know, the things out there for it. So can't imagine telling your boss no.
Yes. I mean, it's been an interesting ride with having BlackRock and Bitcoin, and sometimes it's kind of interesting, but it still scares me. I'm still not 100% kosher with it, let's say that.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason why I'm like okay with it right now is because BlackRock wants to make money, and this will, the Bitcoin price going up will make them money. As to what happens in a few years from now, I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's a different, tinfoil hat conversation that we need to have at some point.
We'll save it for the next episode.
Yeah. One last thing I wanted to bring up too was Donald Trump says he can live with Bitcoin. So I don't know.
I'm glad. Because it's not going anywhere.
No, I don't think it doesn't care who the president is. He was quoted as saying, you know, you probably have to do some regulation, as you know, but many people are embracing it and more, and I'm seeing people wanting to pay Bitcoin. I'm like, okay, I don't know what he means by that. And you're seeing something that's interesting. So I can live with it one way or the other. I've always liked one really powerful thing, and that's called the dollar. That's what he said. But, I mean, it's better than what he said before, where he was just basically, he wanted to ban it.
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't think it's a very deep statement to say that Donald Trump doesn't necessarily know a whole lot of what he's talking about. He just kind of shoots from the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he's feeling at the moment. You know, whatever he watched on Fox News the night before, or, you know, well, he said something also kind of interesting. It's been a couple weeks, but I think he had a talk with Vivek Ramaswamy,
mm-hmm.
and he basically came out and said, I will not allow a central bank digital currency.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good. I mean, that's two relatively positive things coming from him, so...
Well, and I wonder how much of that is. I mean, because both of those comments kind of almost sound like Vivek kind of in his ear kind of thing, right?
Yeah. I almost think he had that conversation with him right before he went on stage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to find the clip somewhere. It's kind of funny because, like, he starts mentioning it. Like, he just heard about it almost. And then he starts mentioning it to the crowd, and the crowd knows what they're talking about. I was like, wow, some very smart people here.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So what's your prediction for the week? What's your week close number?
We going to consider the close, what, Friday? Or
No, the close actually happens. I consider the weekly close on Sunday for Bitcoin because Bitcoin don't care. It operates all the time.
Yeah, it's got to be something like this, 51, 52. It's going to be in the same range.
You don't think we'll break down this weekend or anything?
I don't think so. I think it's grayscale. Doing their thing. I mean, unless they somehow push out a whole bunch all at once.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would have to be, and that's the crazy thing is now, is that the weekends of volatility has been kind of rather light. I mean, we did see like a little bit of a push up last Sunday, right before the close, just to kind of get that, you know, that higher close for the week. And then it kind of tapered down immediately after. But we've been seeing rejections on both sides. Like, it hits 53,000, immediate drawdown. It can't get below, like, it hasn't been able to get below, like, 50,600 or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say 500. It just won't even get close to that.
No, it keeps on bouncing off of that range, and then it goes back up. But right now, like, if we look at it, it does look like it's kind of trending down. But at the same time, there's a floor there that it's still hitting. So... yeah, I agree with you. I don't think we'll see fireworks this weekend. I think it's probably going to continue to trade sideways, and then we'll have to see what happens when the market opens on Monday.
Indeed.
So, was there anything else you wanted to bring up today?
I think that's it for me.
All right. And for those of you out there, if you are diving into Bitcoin and you're deciding to get your own hardware wallet, we do have it up on the deals page where you can get an Elipal or a Ledger. You're buying directly from the manufacturers. We just get a little bit of a kickback if you buy through our affiliate links there. And then we also have the newsletter, right?
Right. We're going to have one coming out on Monday. Kind of see what happens over the weekend, and we'll write a story about it.
Yeah. Keep everybody updated on what's going on with that. So sign up for the newsletter. You can get to the newsletter under the sign up page, and it's at the www.thebitbytepodcast.com. You can always follow us on Twitter, and any support you have for us, we will greatly take it. Enjoy listening.